Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Murali Vijay notched his first test century outside of India as the tourists took the honours on the opening day of the first test against England at Trent Bridge. Vijay was unbeaten on 122 as India made their way to stumps on 259 for 4, with MS Dhoni not out on 50. He won the toss and had no hesitation in batting first on a pitch that turned out to be low, slow and didn't offer a great deal to the bowlers. Nevertheless, England worked hard and made India work just as hard for their runs. They can look back on a decent, if difficult, day in the field. Tilakarani Dilshan starred with bat and ball to help Sri Lanka beat South Africa by 87 runs in the second one-day international in Palakkad and level the three-match series. Dilshan top-scored with 86 as Sri Lanka were bowled out for 267. He then took 3 for 40 as South Africa were dismissed for 180 in reply. Hashim Amla scored his second century in as many games but lacked support as only two of his teammates could reach double figures. Lassie Malinga took 4 for 24 to end South Africa's resistance and set up the decider, which takes place in Hambantota on Saturday. Umar Akmal and Yunis Khan have been handed recalls to Pakistan's squad to take on Sri Lanka in August. Akmal is back in the test squad, while the vastly experienced Yunis is recalled to the ODI squad. From the squad that took on Sri Lanka in the United Arab Emirates earlier this year in a series that went right down to the wire, Mohammed Hafiz has been dropped, while Adnan Akmal and Umar Gul have both left the squad due to injury, remain out of contention. The ODI lineup shows a number of changes, however. Abdul Rahman, Bilawal Bhatti, Haris Sahel and Sahel Tanveer are all left out, as Fawad Alam, Wahab Riaz, Yunis and Akmal come back into the squad. Yunis made his ODI debut in 2000, but he last played an ODI in March 2013 against South Africa.